Well, good morning. Welcome to the program. I'm your host, Nadia Shamsuddin. And today I have a very, very special guest with me. Norm Franz is a Christian author and respected biblical futurist. As a former monetary economist and investment company president, Norm is a recognized authority on the problems facing the world's financial system. His proven insights regarding the economic mysteries of the last days have made him a prophetic voice in business, government, and church leaders worldwide. Good morning, Franz.
Good morning. It's good to be with you.
Well, I'm sorry I called you by your last name, Norm. How are things out where you are this morning?
Well, the sun's up, and it's been cold here in Colorado, but it's supposed to warm up today, much like the markets are heating up, for sure.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you if you would tell us what's going on in the markets today since they were closed yesterday and what happened yesterday in the foreign markets.
Well, pretty much around the world, beginning with Asia and then spreading over into Europe, markets were down anywhere from the stock markets were down anywhere from 5 to 7%. In Asia, that second round of sell-off started again today, and in Europe, it was pretty flat this morning, but then the European Central Bank came out and basically said that they were more interested in maintaining price control, in other words, stopping inflation, than they were to try to gin the economy up by lowering interest rates. And so at the end of the day in Europe, their markets were down again. And this morning, our markets, just prior to the open of the markets, the Federal Reserve and the and Washington were in panic mode. And as Secretary of Treasury Paulson was talking about fiscal stimulus coming out of Washington and Congress, the Fed lowered the Fed funds rate and the discount rate 0.75%. And up until that point in time, the futures, the Dow Jones futures, were down over 500 points, and they bounced back to down like 150. But when the market actually opened, the futures were down about 470 points. And when it opened, I mean, it took a nosedive and went down about 450 points. Right now, it's rebounded a little bit. It's a little bit under 350 points down. So there's a major major sell-off in the equity markets worldwide because of the credit crises that began with the subprime mortgage collapse.
Well, tell me something now. Gold was going up, and it also came down. Tell me why that happened.
Well, there's a couple of reasons. The number one reason is that gold had been, you know, in every market out there, you've got speculators that are borrowing money to buy whatever investment regarding the way it's going to, they think it's going to go. If they think gold is going to go up, they'll borrow money to buy gold, which gives gold a little bit of a bubble. Nothing near what you see in the equity markets and also the credit markets that are collapsing right now. So there was a little bit of a bubble, and there's always a, when those contracts come due, you have to sell off. So there's the covering of those long positions that you normally have, and that's where you get the little peaks and valleys and so on. But the number one reason why gold is down right now is because people that have been invested in the equity markets are selling their gold and taking profits to pay off their losses in the paper markets.
And well, so there's a lot of activity in the markets, and I'm excited about getting into discussion of your book and other areas. So stay with us. We're going to go to our first break. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I live. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
And welcome back. I'm talking with Norm Fong, financial extraordinaire, and we were just discussing why gold had gone down. Norm?
Yes.
Just before we went on the break, we were talking about why gold had gone down, and you said people were borrowing in order to invest. And I know that that's one of the principles that you talk about in your new book, Money and Wealth. Can you comment on that, on the practice of people borrowing in order to invest?
Well, yes. The world's financial system, and this is one of the things we discuss in the book, Money and Wealth in the New Millennium, and also on our four-hour financial seminar DVD, is that we explain how the entire world's financial system is built on a debt-based monetary system. In other words, through the fractional reserve banking system and lending practices, which I think most of your listeners have a pretty good grasp of what that's all about, banks actually create debt in the form of loans, and then when that loan is deposited in the borrower's account, the debt in that loan becomes money, and therefore all money is debt. That's why they're called Federal Reserve notes. A note is an IOU. A note is a debt. And so we have a system in which all money is created in through this process as debt, and then it's spent out into the economy and then also invested through various investments. And within the investment system, not only is the economy and the consumers able to borrow money this way, but investors are also able to borrow money through the fractional reserve banking process, the creation of money in the form of debt, basically out of nothing, just a ledger book entry as a loan. And so when you take that type of money and you throw it at an investment, it forces that investment artificially high. And the system, this particular system, is built upon the principles of ancient Babylon that go all the way back to Nimrod, and I trace this in the book. This system, this process, then creates and collapses debt bubbles until that particular system or society, the debt bubble gets so big they can't refinance it, it implodes on itself, and then a new system comes. And that's simply the process that we've been going through, especially since 1933, when they confiscated gold, went into World War II, and then came out the other end of that in the Keynes economic model that we have now, the Bretton Woods agreements. That system is built primarily on debt, and that debt system is in the process of collapsing right now. And that's what we're seeing in the marketplace. We're seeing all these debt bubbles with people who have borrowed money and bought stocks and bought the various derivatives, the collateralized debt obligations, the mortgage-backed securities, and all of that that were bought on margin. We're seeing that collapse right now, and that's what we're experiencing in this sell-off in the marketplace.
So how close are we to a bust of that bubble?
Well, it's busting right now. That bubble is in the process of collapse. The question we have to ask ourselves, and, you know, I'm not sure that, you know, unless you have a direct word from, you know, from God, I don't know if you can say that this is, you know, basically we're asking ourselves, is this just a repricing of the risk that's been in the marketplace, or is it a breakdown of the system? And I believe personally it's a little bit of both, because the system absolutely has broken down, because even the lowering of the Fed funds rate this morning, the 0.75%, and the Fed will probably lower another 0.25% to 0.5% when they meet at their regular, this was an emergency Fed rate cut this morning, this 0.75%. And they have a regular FOMC meeting on the 19th and 20th of this month at the end of the month, and they're probably going to lower another 0.25% to maybe even 0.5% at that particular point in time. That's what the market is looking for and already pricing into the market right now. And so the bottom line is this, is that even with the lowering of the interest rate, because the banks are not lending, that money is not getting into the economy, and that's why the economy is starting to slow down, and we're starting to see a rise in unemployment. But we're seeing inflation with that at the same time, and so what that tells me is that the Fed and the fiat paper system appears to have painted itself in the corner that all fiat paper systems ultimately paint themselves into, and that is you have inflation with recession. If you lower interest rates to get people to borrow to spend to overcome the recession, you increase inflation. If you raise interest rates to try and stop inflation, it slows down the economy and not only pushes it into recession, but you run the risk of pushing it into depression. And so that inflation with recession marks the end of that monetary system and the collapse and then the overthrow of the society, because that's one of the key ingredients to the overthrow of society is the debauching of the currency. And you come out with a new system. And so, in fact, if you go to our website, at Whitestone Press, you'll see that we do a quarterly financial update, and the update, our last update that we did, was called The Beginning of the End, and I explain how this is actually the fulfillment. I talk about what's going on right now in chapters 9, 10, 11, and 12 of my book, and it's very, very clear in that you can see not only what has happened, what is happening now, but also what's coming in the next phases.
So how dangerous is this proposal out of the White House for an economic stimulus package?
Well, you know, the White House is in panic mode. You know, in fact, this morning I was up about 4 o'clock watching the markets, and Paulson, Secretary of Treasury Paulson, came out, and he was talking about fiscal stimulus. And he was basically talking to the Democratic Congress that, you know, he was saying, we need this fiscal stimulus, this immediate injection in the arm, this rebate that they're talking about, around $800 a person or whatever. And at the same time that he was talking, the Fed came out with new monetary policy, lowering the interest rate. So it was a coordinated effort to shore up the stock market, which is down 300 points still right now. And so you had monetary policy and fiscal policy working together there. And but here's the bottom line, is that both of them are simply short-term attempts to fix a system that is built on a lie called debt, and that is based on the ancient principle of dishonest weights and measures. It's just a repackaging of it in the form of fractional reserve banking, but it's still dishonest weights and measures. And ultimately, there is that system ultimately totally fails. And this is not just an American problem, although America is the engine of this in large part. This is a global problem, which is why you've got the sell-off globally. And so my personal belief is that this is the beginning of the end, and they are going to, Humpty Dumpty, as it were, has fallen off his wall, or off his Wall Street, I should say. And what is happening right now is that all the king's horses and all the king's men, the financial and political elite, are trying to put Humpty Dumpty, the debt machine, back together again, but ultimately that debt machine fails. And so you may have a couple of spurts here where they, you know, level things out a little bit and so on and so forth. But really, all they can do is refinance the debt that's already there, which just creates it doesn't solve the problem, it just creates a bigger debt bubble. And so regardless of whether it comes this year or in the next debt bubble that comes and so on and so forth, that ultimately is coming. And that's why we need to understand that and begin to, and prepare now for that.
Well, it sounds like you're saying that it's purely a political move, so that what's coming is not going to be on Bush's watch. He's sort of pushing it back for the next person to deal with.
Well, you know, I don't know if that's the, you know, I mean, I think the system, the financial system, is a beast. It's a living, breathing beast. And the mother's milk of that beast is debt. And so these guys, in whatever position they're in, are trying to stave off a collapse. Sure, politically, you don't want it to happen on your watch, but if it happens on the next watch, just like they blame Clinton for the recession that Bush inherited, they're going to blame Bush for any kind of a collapse or financial crises that the next president, whether he be Republican or Democrat, might inherit.
Well, what are the underpinnings, though, of the economy that have been there, that have sustained us for a long season, that are now being removed? What's causing the shift?
Well, it's the debt. See, as long as people can borrow money and spend it into the economy is in good shape. And that's where if you look at the history of mankind, debt has always been a contributing factor to the overthrow of society, again going back to Nimrod. And I explain that real clearly in our DVD on Money and Wealth in the New Millennium. But just the last 20 years, we've seen situations that were like in 1987. This is when my eyes were really open to this whole process, was in 1987, when the financial system collapsed, we saw the first derivatives, as it were, the use of the derivatives, the first time collapse, and we had Black Monday on October 19, 1987. And what happened was, in order to get us out of that predicament, they lowered interest rates. Well, all of that low interest rate money created a new bubble in emerging markets, and the first place it went to was Mexico. And you'll remember in 94, we had a collapse.
It sounds like we're gonna have another collapse of that bubble. We're going to take a quick break right now.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Welcome back to the program, and we were talking with Norm Franz. We're discussing debt, and Norm, one thing that I wanted to mention, you were talking about so much debt, people borrowing and then going and spending, but what we've been witnessing is a reduction in jobs and people's inability to repay. Do you see that continuing with job losses and layoffs?
Absolutely. You know, the repeated debt bubbles that pop are always met with lower interest rates that causes new debt bubbles that ultimately pop. And, you know, after, as I was saying before the break, after the Black Monday in 87, they lowered interest rates, and then you had two bubbles that came out of that. One was Mexico and one was Asia, both of which those bubbles popped. And you had the Mexico crises in 94 and 95 and the Asian crises in 97 and 98. They lowered interest rates again, and then you had the high-tech bubble which crashed in 2000 and 2001. That was when the NASDAQ went from like 5,000 to 1,700. That was like a 60% drop in about a year and a half. And then they lowered interest rates again to try and dig out of that. And then you had the real estate bubble. And that bubble has crashed as the subprime loans and then also prime loans have collapsed. That market has collapsed. And that is now spreading into credit cards and also the auto industry. Auto loan defaults and credit card defaults are also at an all-time high right now. And most people aren't, you don't realize that. And so what the bottom line is happening is that all of these credit markets, all of these places where people borrow money, the debt machine itself is broken. And what that does is that when people cannot borrow debt or cannot create loans, and which is money, and spend it in the economy, you have a slowdown, and that's when you start to see the employment situation, you know, get worse and worse. Which we had our first uptick in unemployment in this last report that we've had in a long time. And you see, here's the thing, Nadia, and this is what's so exciting about the book Money and Wealth in the New Millennium, is that I explain where all of this is in the Bible, because the dishonest weights and measures system that creates bubbles that collapse, that take people in, that bring people into bondage, and how that spreads throughout the world is all laid out in the scriptures. And for whatever reason, I've been able to go in there and take those scriptures and put it and apply it to what's going on today. And it shows us exactly where we're at in end times, what is coming, and then how God's people can prepare for what's coming so that they can insulate themselves from what is taking place.
That is the question, because we have speakers such as yourself on from time to time, and we hear a lot of the scenarios that could happen and an assessment of the current crisis, but people do want answers. People do want to know what they should do with their money and how they can hedge against great losses in the market.
Well, you know, here's the deal. The first thing that we need to do, Nadia, is we need to get out of debt. Debt is not the way of God. Debt is the way of the world, because the borrower is slave to the lender.
Yeah.
God repeatedly tells us and warns us about that throughout the scriptures, going all the way back to the book of Deuteronomy. And borrowing money to make our way or to fulfill our desires for material things is a transgression of God's laws. And when we transgress God's laws, a curse always comes. And what you're seeing now in the markets and the bankruptcies and so on and so forth is just the curse that has resulted from people abandoning and transgressing the commandments and the laws of God. That's simply all that it is. And so we need to come back to the ways that Scripture tells us. And the first thing we need to do is get out of debt so that we're not slaves to our lenders and we can serve God rather than the mammon we've been serving for so long.
And you know what's sad is there are a lot of Americans out there that have spent years building up a lot of debt around a lifestyle that is beyond their means. And I would imagine that would be fairly challenging to deconstruct that kind of lifestyle.
Yeah, well, and see, that's based on the passage of Scripture. See, what is happening right now is that our desire, what the scheme has been, is to borrow money to make money. Borrow money, buy a house, and ride that wave up. But Habakkuk chapter 2, beginning in verse 6, says, "Woe to those who try and increase what is not theirs and make themselves rich with loans. Will not your creditors suddenly rise up against you and you will become plunder for them?" And that's what is happening right now. Throughout all of these cycles, people have borrowed money to buy something, and when you buy something on borrowed money, it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to your lender. And so we're trying to increase through loans the value of an asset we don't even own, and the bottom, and we're trying to make ourselves rich with loans, and God is very, very clear through the prophet. He says that day is coming to an end, and when it does, you're going to become plunder and you'll be a slave to your lender, and that's what's happening right now. And that's
well,
why it's so
true.
Yeah.
Well, we're
going
to go to another quick break, and we'll be back. Stay tuned to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back to the program. My special guest, Norm Franz. And Norm, you were discussing the biblical precedent for the standard that Christians should use when managing their money. And I just wanted to comment, you know, I do appreciate your biblical perspective, but I have to say that I think many Christians don't even know what the Word says about money. And for instance, when I was living in another city on a coast that was exploding in real estate, I had a number of friends in the church who were buying properties and flipping them within a few weeks or a few months and making substantial amounts of money. Is that an example of what you were talking about?
What it does, making it feeds the original sin of man, which is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, which money fulfills. And that's why it's very, very clear, Paul says to Timothy, that it's not money that's the root of all evil, it's the love of money. And Nadia, between you and me and your listening audience out there, we have to understand that one of the reasons this has happened among Christian believers is because there is so much false teaching in the church about prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
The counterfeit, or I should say the false, there is a prosperity message in the Bible, but it's not the one that's being preached as a majority out there. That particular prosperity message gets people chasing prosperity rather than following after the Lord and His way of doing things. When we follow after the Lord, His righteousness, and seek His kingdom and righteousness, then prosperity, all of those things that we have need of, are added unto us automatically. It's a byproduct of walking in obedience to God.
Yes.
But in the false prosperity message, they have the body of Christ chasing prosperity, and King Solomon was very clear. He says, if you seek to get rich, behold, prosperity and wealth makes wings and flies away. And that's exactly what is happening right now. And because we have not been taught the Word of God regarding leveraging and using debt to make money, we have this concept that, well, as long as it prospers me, it's got to be from God, even if it violates the commandments of God.
In concert with what the preacher's saying. Is that right?
Absolutely, and the preachers are not the preachers. I just want you to understand, and this is where our book, Money and Wealth in the New Millennium, and our DVD package, it's our financial education package. What it does is it teaches a biblical message on what prosperity is. God says, if you keep my commandments, the blessing will overtake you. And it's talking about His commandments, not the commandments of men. And His commandments are all laid out in the Torah, in the laws of God. Not only does it lead us to our understanding and our need for salvation in the Messiah, but once we're saved, it teaches us how to live a righteous life so that all these things can be added unto us. And whether you're saved or not, if you violate the financial principles of God, which many Christians are finding out right now, if you violate those principles, you are going to inherit the curse that comes with the abandonment and the disobedience to God's commandments. Whether you're saved or not, it's immaterial. Is that when you break the commandments of God, the curse comes. That's all that there is to it. And that's what's happening worldwide, even to Christians.
Now, when you go out and teach in different churches, and I understand you travel all over the world, how receptive are churches and Christians to your message?
Well, it depends on how much money they've lost.
Interesting.
usually, it's like when the Asian crisis hit. There were a group of investment bankers over there who were born again believers that had gotten a hold of some teaching that I had done regarding Mexico's financial crisis, and they recognized that the same thing that happened in Mexico happened. That same basic version happened in Asia, and they invited me to come over there and minister. And from 1998 through 2004. I was over there two times every year for a month at a time ministering, and in 2001 I actually moved over there and lived there and ministered on what was going on, and they were very receptive because it was happening there. And right now this message is very receptive in the body of Messiah because it's happening right now, and it's happening to a lot of Christians. So when your house is being shaken, you're more open to hearing the Word of God is why. When you think that by what you're doing is prospering you and everything, so see, when you got money, you don't need God ultimately in the end. Yeah, I mean, that's the way a lot of people feel, is that, well, as long as I can pay the bills, I'm okay, and I disagree with that doctrine, but when your financial house crumbles because it's built on sinking sand, and somebody can come along and say, okay, here's why it's happening, and here's what you need to do to get out of it, it's a lot more receptive. And I said that to say that right now I'm having to turn down meetings because everybody wants to know not only what's happening, but what's to come. And again, that's why we put this package together, so people can understand what has happened, what is happening, and what's going to happen in the future based on God's Word, not the prognostication of man.
Yeah, tell us how our listeners can order your new book, Money and Wealth, and you have a financial package that includes a DVD.
Yes. Well, the best way, if you want to order it online, is to go to moneyandwealth.info. That's moneyandwealth, all spelled out, .info, and you can order online. Or you can call 1-800-247-6553. That's 1-800-247-6553. And that is our 24/7 fulfillment house. And then if you want additional teachings that we do on life itself, not just the financial side of things, but how to walk in God's ways as a lifestyle, going back and understanding how to properly interpret and apply His commandments in everyday life, you can just click on Whitestone Press, which is on the front page of that website that I just gave, and that'll take you to our financial or our educational resource website that has a listing of everything that we teach and what we believe there.
Wonderful. And I also wanted to give out our 800 number, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If any of you out there this morning have a question for Norm, we'd love to hear from you. Norm, I wanted to ask you what you think the, quote, worst-case scenario is, because sometimes in discussing this issue of the economy among friends and family, there, excuse me, there's a prevailing sense of doom and a loss of hope. And so how do we balance that with the knowledge and the insight of what's coming, as well as maintaining our hope in Christ and our being obedient to His Word?
Well, you know, Psalms 19, verse 7 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul." And so the only way that we can really bring hope and encouragement to people, which is what our ministry does, is that we explain what's going on from a biblical perspective, which, first of all, gives us understanding. And see, when we understand what's going on, it's not quite so scary. It's the fear of not knowing what's going on, number one, and what's going to come, not knowing what's coming, and all the speculation that's going on out there that's going to cause men's hearts to fail them. But we must understand that what's going on right now didn't catch God by surprise. Mm. He didn't wake up one morning and go, "Oh no, the subprime mortgages are collapsing. What am I going to do?" See, all of this is in Scripture, and so we have to get back to God's Word, and we have to understand it. And then when we understand what's going on from a biblical perspective, that takes away a lot of fear. And then when we then take the Scripture and lay it to that and project from Scripture what's coming, then it's like, oh, well, okay, now I know what's coming, and so now I know what to do. And there's two things that I need to explain, because I can tell you exactly what's going to happen next, where we're going in this scenario.
Is that
first of all, where we're at is we are in what Scripture calls in the book of Revelation chapter 6 the third seal. The third seal is the black horse with the set of scales. Mm. Scales in Scripture always refer to the monetary system, and that monetary system causes a person to have to work a full day for a quart of wheat. A quart of wheat is 2,000 calories, or one day's supply of sustenance. In other words, the monetary system that is portrayed in the third in the black horseman of the third seal is a monetary system that raises prices and depresses wages so that people have to work all day, every day, just to meet their monthly needs. In other words, there's no net national savings, which is where the entire world is at right now, including the United States. That's talking about the monetary system that's been built by the globalists to do exactly what it's doing, and it does it through debt. That's why we have to come out of debt. So that's where we're at in Scripture, and what is coming is one of the we have to understand that our financial system is in the process of collapse, and it is going to continue to collapse regardless of what the Federal Reserve and the government does, because it's built on a lie that you can't overcome by refinancing it on a bigger lie, more interest, more debt, so on and so forth. And so our financial system is in the process of collapsing, and the goal, the thing that's going to, what that is going to produce, that's the crisis, that's the thesis, for example. The antithesis or the solution is going to be, because the United States is not going to be able to keep the world afloat, we have to then come together with North America, Canada, and Mexico and merge them into the North American Union and issue a new currency. That's one of the reasons why our dollar is down and is going to continue to go down in the days ahead, is that they're destroying the purchasing power. This system is destroying the purchasing power to such an extent that people aren't going to want dollars, just like people around the world are saying, pay me in anything other than dollars. And what will that will force us to do is merge into an economic region, the North American, the new name for it. It was NAFTA, then the Security and Prosperity Agreement of North America, and now it's the North American Union that's coming. And that has a new currency proposal that's been proposed by President Bush and then Vicente Fox and the Prime Minister of Canada as the Amero. In fact, we talk about that in the book and the DVD, and we just say that is absolutely coming, but it's going to take crises to force that issue, and that's what we've got right now. So that's what's coming, is a regional, supranational government in which the United States is going to lose its sovereignty. We're losing that right now because all of our banks are selling ownership to foreign investors to raise money to stay afloat.
Mm-hmm.
That's what globalism is about. It's a code word for one world socialism, where nobody owns everything. It's the financial and political elite in the end that own everything and everybody, because the borrower is slave to the lender. That's why the number one thing we have to do before we do anything else is to get out of debt.
And it's all by design. Well, Norm, it seems we have a caller that I'd like to bring on the line. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you all doing today?
Well, doing well. How are you, brother?
All right. I'm glad to hear that someone's talking about the subject of getting out of debt according to the Word of God. My question for Norm is, when you're studying the Word of God, do you use something called a Strong's Concordance to look up a word and go back into the Hebrew dictionary to see what it means?
Well, I do, yes, primarily to enhance what the Scripture is teaching. One of the things we have to be careful in doing, and this is just a little guide for exegesing Scripture, is that one of the mistakes that people have made in the past, that they've gone and they've dissected a word and they've taken different meanings that word can mean, and they've changed the context of which it's being used.
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up, because what I would like to offer to you is to run back to the Greek dictionary and look at 1446 and 1447, those numbers in the Greek dictionary. You'll find that Chaldee, Jewish, and Hebrew are the same language. You may then turn to chapter 1 of Daniel and read verses 3 and 4, and you will find that Daniel did not know how to speak Chaldee. Chaldee is the enemy language. Chaldees have been always the enemy of Israel. They are the friends of the Christians, but they're the enemy of Israel. So I would hope that maybe you could look up those two words, read two verses in Daniel, and find out what's wrong with the Christians when they start going back and looking at English and translating it back to the enemy language. Hopefully you'd take a look at that maybe.
All right, Jerry, well, thank you for your comment.
Okay.
Yeah. One of the things that I really try to emphasize is when you look at Scripture, you need to take the context of what the Scripture is saying. And because the Scripture is written from a Hebraic understanding through the Hebraic culture, we have to understand it from that culture, because that's how God speaks to us. Like it or not, He spoke to us through the Jewish culture. And one of the reasons why we've so misinterpreted the Scriptures is because we've taken a Greco-Roman approach to a Jewish book. And we've misinterpreted a lot of things that it's actually saying. And so what I've done versus going in and necessarily doing a real heavy-duty word search on certain things is I've looked at the culture in which it was written and what were they talking about when they said this or when they said that. What does it mean? Because there are colloquialisms that are used in the Bible that if we don't understand the culture in which it was said in, we don't understand what it's saying and we misinterpret it. And so
yeah,
when
and
we
that
look,
can be very dangerous. That can get us off track.
Exactly. And so when we look at using words and interpreting words, we only use it to enhance the context that it's that we're looking at, not to try and interpret scripture based on that, but to enhance the context of what the scripture is saying originally.
Okay, Norm, we have one more caller. It's Michael from New York. Good morning, Michael.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Very good show, and I just want to clarify, it's not the Jewish culture that the Lord worked through to educate us all. It was the Israelite culture. And unknown today, really, is that in Jesus' time in Palestine, when the tribe of Judea and Levites were remaining behind, they were warring with the true Israelites that did stay behind, a small faction. But that's not, nobody really knows that. But otherwise, I want to just say that your guest is excellent. And everything he's saying, I wish everybody in this country could hear. And ultimately, the Lord taught us, seek ye the kingdom of heaven first, then all things will be given to thee. And so the Americans wanted to take the shortcut instead of the best path, which is a little longer, but it leads you to a beautiful green pasture instead of a dry, barren ground.
Well, that's a good word, Michael. Thank you for sharing it. We're going to go to one more short break, and we'll return with our guest, Norm Franz. Stay tuned.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And we're back for the last few minutes. We've had a wonderful discussion today with Norm Franz. And if you're interested in any of his publications or DVDs, I would highly recommend them. Of all the videos that I've seen, Norm has a very clear grasp and understanding and an ability to teach very, very well understanding a monetary system. You can order by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553, or visit his website, moneyandwealth.info. Well, do you have any parting words for us and some things that we should take away today? What's on your heart, Norm?
Well, I do, and really the bottom line is that we need to be like the sons of Issachar. And 1 Chronicles 12:32 says the sons of Issachar understood the times and knew what to do. And we really need to understand the times in order to know what to do, because the formulas and all the things that have worked to a degree and a large degree in the past, they're not working anymore. And and the only way we can understand why they're not working is to understand the times we're living in. And these are the times of the end when things are changing. And if we are in the process of the overthrow of society, which financial crises and war always bring about in the end, then the way that we've done it in the past won't work. And what Money and Wealth in the New Millennium does is explains how that process works, where we're at in it now, and what we need to do. In fact, in the DVD, there's actually 8 things that I talk about, primary things that we need to do in order to overcome the situations that we're going through now and are coming to in the future. And it really lays it out. It even discusses in there, and this is going to be interesting to the Christian businessman, it even discusses how we're going to invest and finance business outside of the collapsing debt-based paper financial system. In other words, we're going to stop going to the world system and we're going to start working with each other to finance business and create investments. And so I lay out a complete biblical format, and the last thing that comes with that package is a special report on lending, the biblical principles of lending and borrowing. And I go in and I explain. I take scripture and I say, okay, here's how you can lend, and the backside of that is that's how you would then borrow, and here's how you invest. The parable of the talents is an investment model that we have to understand. And it also talks about the 7-year debt cancellation cycle, as well as the 50-year of Jubilee, where the land goes back to the original owner, and debt is canceled also, and how that worked in ancient Israel, what aspects of it will work in today's system, and what aspects won't work in today's system, and then how to apply all of those in our life. It really is a complete package for the last days for overcoming the great end time financial shaking. Money and Wealth in the New Millennium will really help us to understand how this new millennium is going to operate. But not only that, but how to come into the new millennium that Messiah is going to bring in his return. And so I encourage everybody to get that.
Well, we're living in an exciting time. There's much happening. And Norm, this hour goes by too quick with you. You've got so much to share, and I hope you'll come back another time.
I'd be happy to.
God bless. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow. Stay tuned to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
to everything.
Pain. It's a warning signal.